Jake from Miami Beach says, in the first parak of this week's Sedra, Pasuk 7, it says that you can pierce the slave's ear, so if the ear is being pierced as a punishment for violating the commandment not to steal, it should be done at the beginning of the 6 years, right after the act of stealing. Why wait until the thief refuses his freedom? There are two different possibilities here. There are probably many more, two that I'll mention. One is that originally being sold as a slave is a punishment. But if after 6 years the slave says he likes that situation, then obviously it wasn't a punishment for him. Then we have to pierce his ear. Also, if he stole and then was sold as a slave, we consider the sin something that was a one-time thing and can be atoned for without piercing his ear. But if after he sold as a slave, he decides that he likes it and he wants to stay, then it's obvious that the sin has permeated his inner being. Therefore, it needs more of a more to take it out, and therefore we need to pierce his ear.